Dennis, do you think today will be the day when your playoff destiny is finally secured?
That's the plan. You know, we just told him in there, this is, you know, the biggest game of the season, the cup final, and we have to treat it that way. You know, for us to win these playoffs, we want to go into it preparing correctly, and we won't be preparing correctly if we need 3 points on the last game.
And I'm sure you'll be happy with a similar performance to what you turned in at Stalybridge last week.
Yeah, you know, we've come here with a point and we have to leave with a point. If you know, I'll take that right now, because if we leave with a point, it's either in our hands last game or we're secured in the playoffs at the end of it if Tamworth lose. So I'll be happy with that, although we're here to win a football match. You know, we haven't set up to get a point, but the players have to be mindful of that. If we're 1-1 with 5 minutes to go, you know, we ain't got a chance to win. A point's still a good result. So we're here to win, but if results go our way, then a draw should be fine.
Yeah, so if Tamworth don't win, if they're losing with a few minutes to go, you'll be keeping an eye on that game, will you?
Yeah, absolutely, because it's crucial. You know, like I say, a point could be all we need to secure our playoff place, and then we'll take it from there. The most important thing is securing it so we can prepare how we want to prepare next week against Leamington, rather than having to feel what side we have to feel to get 3 points.
But will you be attacking it as you normally would do, perhaps for the first hour of the game, and try and get in front and win the game like you normally do?
Of course, the game plan's the same. We're here to win a football match, but as the game goes on, depending on how the score is here or at Tamworth, we have to be mindful of that and we have to manage the game correctly. You know, so no, we're here to win a football match and we'll try and win the game in the first half.
Is it good that you're playing a Solihull side which hasn't got a lot to play for though in mid-table?
Well, I can answer that after the game. You know, Solihull got good players. You know, up till Christmas they was in a really strong position. They've fell away of late, but they've still got very good players. You know, when you look at their forward players with Beswick, Knights, Moore and Bogle, you know, they're very dangerous going forward. So we have to be mindful of that, and if we can keep them quiet, then that goes a long way towards securing the 3 points.
Yeah, when you played them at Yorkshire earlier in the season, they were very impressive, weren't they?
I thought that was the best I've ever played this year when they come down to York Street. So, but I mean, they've changed a bit as a squad since then. Not the forward thinking players, but midfield and fullback areas have changed a bit, and central defence. You know, Elvins and another lad went to Worcester, so they've changed a little bit, but you know, they're still a very good side on their day.
How's Mark Jones' fitness? Will he be involved today?
He's starting today, yeah, so it's a bit of a gamble, but the game's that important. You know, the most important thing is getting into the playoffs. You know, what's the point of missing the playoffs and Jones being fit to play in the playoffs if you're not in? So the most important thing is getting into the playoffs, and then we can look after Jones and Savile from there.
Does he come in for Mark Newsham?
He does, yeah.
Any other changes from the side last week?
No, it's exactly the same.
And how's Jake Sheridan? Is he in the squad at all? Or?
He's not in the squad, but he's very close now, so next Saturday he should be available.
And just finally, how excited are you? I mean, these are sort of games you're involved in the game. These are the sort of games why you're involved in the game, aren't they?
It's fantastic. You know, when you look at this time last year, we had North Ferriby that we had to win to keep a slim hope alive. Today, we only need a point to maybe be in the playoffs. So we've come further forward this year. We're in a really fantastic position. And these are the exciting times, aren't they? I mean, imagine if securing our playoff place today, and then we've got that lovely home game we look forward to next week to really enjoy it with a partisan crowd at home. So that's what we're aiming for, secure it today and really enjoy next Saturday.